Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 6th of December, 2017. Pardon me. We are in the book of 2 Chronicles, finishing up the Old Testament, upon which I will go into the apocryphal books, starting with the book of Yashar. They call it Jasher. It's Sefer Yashar, the book of the upright. So that'll be next in line for the studies. Beautiful day here, and doubly beautiful because I'm alive and doing the recording. Yahweh has blessed me with renewed vigor, and I'm ready to go at it. So let's get into chapter 23 of the book of 2 Chronicles, and let's start with verse 1. And in the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the chiefs of hundreds. Azariahu, the son of Jerocham, and Ishmael, the son of Jehochanan, and Azariahu, the son of Obed, and Maaseyahu, the son of Adaiyahu, and Elishaphat, the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. Pardon me. Verse 2, and they went around in Yehuda and gathered the Levium out of all the cities of Yehuda and the chiefs of the clans of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. Now, verse 3, you can reference 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of Elohim, and he said unto them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as Yahweh has said of the sons of Dawid. That would be David, but it's Dawid, actually. Verse 4. This is the thing that you shall do. A third part of you entering on the Shabbat of the priests and of the Levites shall be gatekeepers of the doorways. In other words, guards. Verse 5. And a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courtyard of the house of Yahweh. Verse 6. But let none come into the house of Yahweh save the priests and they that minister of the Levium. They shall go in, for they are set apart or holy. Okay? But all the people shall keep the watch of Yahweh. Verse 7. And the Levium shall compass the king round about. In other words, they're going to surround him. every man with his weapons in his hand, and whosoever comes into the house, he shall be put to death. But be you with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. Okay, verse 8. So the Levium and all Yehuda did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded, and took every man his men that were to come in on the Shabbat, with them that were to go out on the Shabbat. For Jehoiada the priest did not release the divisions. Those are the divisions of the priests. Now that reads a little different than in your King James, if you're following along, because they played with the word order. I'm reading it as it is in the Hebrew, with correct names, etc., etc. Let me get a little hit of coffee here. Oh, that's good. Verse 9. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest gave to the chiefs of 100 spears and bucklers and shields that had been King Dawid's, which were in the house of Elohim. Verse 10. And he set all the people, every man having his weapons in his hands, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, by the king round about. Verse 11, you can reference 2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 12. Pardon me a minute. I have been carving and sanding on a new walking stick, and I got a little sawdust. Let me clear my throat here a little bit. Oh, yes. All right, verse 11. Then they brought out the king's son and put upon him, the crown, and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, now, here's a big difference. It says, God save the king in the King James. It's number 2421, long live the king. Now, 12, verse 12. Now, when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. Verse 13. And she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the chiefs and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blasted, or blew, with trumpets, and also the singers with instruments of songs, and such as taught to sing praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, treason, treason! Now that verse can be found in 2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 14. Verse 14. Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the chiefs of hundreds that were set over the army and said unto them, take her out, now this is a sort of an uncertain term, from the house of the ranks. In other words, all the ranks of the men that were there. And whoso followeth after her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, slay her not in the house of Yahweh. They didn't want her death to occur in the holy place. Verse 15. So they laid hands on her, and when she was come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. Now remember, this woman had killed all the royal seed line, and this king they just anointed was the one that was saved from her and hidden for all these years till he grew up. Okay. That was the end of Athaliah. She was very wicked. Now, verse 16, Jehoiada is going to change a lot of things. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king that they should be Yahweh's people. Okay, they're always supposed to be Yahweh's people, but they strayed. Okay. Verse 17, and you can reference 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 18 on this one. Then all the people went to the house of Baal. Baal, okay, Baal, and broke it down and broke his altars and his carved images. They smashed and slew Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Yay! Verse 18. Also, I'm sorry, I just get excited. And also, Jehoiada appointed the offices of the house of Yahweh by the hand of the priest, the Levium, whom Dawid had divided in the house of Yahweh, to offer the burnt offerings of Yahweh, as written in the teachings of Moshe, that would be the Torah, okay? Teachings, Torah 8451 in your Strong's, with rejoicing and with singing, by the hand of David. Verse 19, and he set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of Yahweh, that none which was unclean in anything should enter in. Sawdust. Pardon me. Verse 20. And he took the chiefs of hundreds, and the nobles, and the rulers of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of Yahweh, and they came through the high gate into the king's house and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. Oh, yes. Verse 21. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after they had slain Athaliah with the sword. Okay, verse 24. Now, this is the new king. He was a little boy, but he had good counselors. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah, of Be'er Sheba. And you can reference 2 Kings 12, verse 1. There's a good king. Verse 2. And Joash did uprightly, that's 3477, in the sight of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Okay. Well, he grew up under Jehoiada's tutelage, teaching him all the laws of Yahweh. Verse 3, and Jehoiada took for him two wives, and he begot sons and daughters. Verse 4, and it came to be after that Joash was minded, was upon his heart to restore the house of Yahweh, because it had sort of deteriorated. Verse 5, and he gathered together the priests and the Levium and said to them, go out unto the cities of Yehuda and gather from all Israel money to repair or strengthen. That's number 2388. That means actually to make strong the house of your Elohim enough for year to year, and see that you hasten the matter. In other words, do it quickly. Howbeit, the Levium hastened it not. They didn't obey. Verse 6. And you can reference Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16. And the king called for Jehoiada, the chief. He was chief over all. He was the high priest. And said unto him, why have you not required of the Levium to bring in from Judah and out and from Jerusalem the tax? 4064. And it says, according to the commandment in italics, but it's not in the Hebrew, of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, and of the congregation of Israel for the tent of testimony. Okay. Verse 7. Because the sons of Ataliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of Elohim, and also all the holy things, or set apart things, of the house of Yahweh, did they bestow upon Baalim. They took all the holy items and made them for Baal. She was a Baal worshiper. She was really evil. Pardon the clang of the dish, but there's a little coffee on the dish and it's stuck to the bottom of my coffee cup. Verse 8. And at the king's commandment, they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of Yahweh. Now, the tabernacle was called the Tent of Testimony because it housed the tablets of the law or testimony. Okay. Temple was also used as a name for the tabernacle. So that should clear that up. Verse 9. And they gave voice throughout Yehuda and Jerusalem to bring in to Yahweh the tax of Moshe the servant of Elohim that was upon Israel in the wilderness. All the way back to Moshe. Okay. Verse 10. And all the officers, actually 8269, and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had finished, completed. I'm going to make a note there. Verse 11, now it came to pass that at that time the chest was brought in unto the king's office by the hand of the Levium, and when they saw There was much money. The king's scribe and the chief priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to its place again. This they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. So the people were giving daily to fix up the temple. The people's hearts had come back to Yahweh, and they wanted his house to be restored. Now, you can't fault the people for that. I mean, it's the priests, some of the priests were lazy, and they didn't get all the money. They didn't go out and do what the king ordered them to do. They just fooled around, didn't do anything, and the king finally got sick and tired of it and put a collection box there. Okay, that's what he did. Verse 11. Now it came to pass at that time the chest was brought into the king's office by the hand of the Levium. Much money. Oh, God. Okay, yeah, I just read that. Now it came to pass at that time the chest was brought into the king's office by the hand of the Levium. When they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to its place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. I just read that. I'm sorry. I had to get a drink of coffee and I lost my place. Verse 12. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such that did the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, in other words, the repairmen, and hired masons and artificers to restore the house of Yahweh, and also such as crafted iron and bronze to mend or strengthen again, 2388, the house of Yahweh. Verse 13. So the doers of work did. Okay. And the work was restored by their hand. And they set up the house of Elohim to its specifications and strengthened it. That's a different strengthen. 8553. Number 14. And when they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, of which were made vessels for the house of Yahweh, even vessels to minister and to offer, and ladles and vessels of gold and silver. In other words, they melted down the money and made holy vessels out of them because they had been plundered before by the heathen. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh continually all the days of Jehoiada, like they were supposed to do. Verse 15. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days when he died, 130 years. Now they have old here, but it's 1121, which means son or of born from birth, rather. When he died. 130 years. That's a good old age. Verse 16. And they buried him in the city of Dawid among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward Elohim and toward his house. Verse 17. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the officers of Yehuda and bowed down to the king Then the king listened to them, and they forsook the house of Yahweh Elohim of their fathers and served Asherim, Asherah poles, and idols, and wrath came upon Yehuda and Jerusalem for this their trespass. So they went right back to doing what they shouldn't do before. I should say we went back to doing what we shouldn't do before. We're at apostasy right now, except for the remnant. Israel lands are a mess, except for the remnant. And they hate us. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. But we have to keep on keeping on in Yahweh. We will be justified in the end. The end is what we're looking for. Verse 19, listen to this. Yet he sent prophets to them to return them unto Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. In other words, they wouldn't listen. Verses 20 and 21, you can reference Matthew 23:35 and Luke 11, verse 51. Now, the King James has messed up one word in here real bad. Verse 20, and the spirit of Elohim, now it says came upon Zechariah, okay, but if you read it in the Hebrew, it says the spirit of Elohim clothed itself with. In other words, it inhabited Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, which stood above the people and said to them, thus saith Elohim, why do you transgress the commandments of Yahweh that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you. Listen to this. Verse 21. And they conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the courtyard of the house of Yahweh. And remember when Yahshua said you're responsible for the death of all the prophets from Zechariah up until now, you know, that's what he's talking about in Matthew and Luke. Okay. Verse 22. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his forefather, his father here, because that's he was to him as a father, had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh, look upon it and repay. They stoned that holy man. Bad deal. Verse 23. And it came to pass at the turn of the year, that's the spring, okay, that the army of Aram, that's Syria, came up against him, and they came to Yehuda and Jerusalem and destroyed all the officers of the people from among the people and sent all the spoil of them unto the king of Darmasek. That's 1834. that's Damascus, Syria. Okay, because Aram is Syria. Verse 24, for the army of Aram came with a few men, and Yahweh gave a great army into their hand, because they had forsaken Yahweh Elohim of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. Verse 25. Now listen to this. And when they were departed from him, because they left him in great sickness, in other words, he was wounded, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed. And he died, and they buried him in the city of Dawud, but they buried him not in the sepulchres of the king, because he was evil. And in Matthew, Berechiah is another name for Jehoiada. Okay. Verse 26, and these are they that conspired against him: Zabad, the son of Shimaoth, and Ammonith, that's an Ammonitess, and Jehozabad, the son of Shimrith, a Moabith, that's a Moabitess. They were half-breeds. Verse 27, now his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid upon him, and the foundation of the house of Elohim, behold, they are written in the records, that's 4097, of the books of the kings. And Amatziah, his son, reigned in his place. And you can reference 2 Kings 12, verse 21. Now we go into chapter 25. Amatziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. You can reference 2 Kings 14, verses 1 and 2. Okay? Verse 2. And he did uprightly in the sight of Yahweh, but not with a perfect heart. He was pretty good, but not all the way. Perfect or whole heart. In other words, he fudged a bit. Okay? Verse 3, now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his servants that had killed the king his father. Verse 4, and you can reference Deuteronomy 24, 16. But he slew not their children, but as it is written in the teachings in the book of Moshe, where Yahweh commanded, saying, the fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Deuteronomy 24, 16. Verse 5. Moreover, Amatziah gathered together Yehuda, and made them officers over thousands. In other words, he made officers. Them shouldn't really be. And made of them officers over thousands, and officers over hundreds, according to the houses of their forefathers, throughout all Yehuda and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years, in other words, mustered, from 20 years of age and above, and found them 300,000 choice men to go forth as troops that could hold spear and shield. Verse 6, he hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. Okay, Israel was in total apostasy. He shouldn't have done that. This next verse tells of this. Verse 7. But there came a man of Elohim to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for Yahweh is not with Israel, because they were worshiping idols. All the children of Ephraim. But if you will go, do it. Be strong for the battle. Elohim shall make you fall before the hated enemy. Or make fall before you the hated enemy. Because that isn't right. For Elohim has power to help and to cast down. Verse 9, key verse. You can reference Matthew 6:33, Ephesians 3:20, and Philippians 4:19 for verse 9. And Amatsyahu said to the man of Elohim, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of Elohim answered, Yahweh is able to give you much more than this. In other words, what's 100 talents for these guys? Big deal. Yahweh can give you that back and more. Verse 10, then Amatsyahu set them apart. The army that was come to him from Ephraim to go to their place again. In other words, return home. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Yehuda, and they returned to their place in fierce anger. Verse 11, and Amatsyahu strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the valley of Salt, that's by the Dead Sea, and smote of the children of Seir, that's the Edomites, 10,000. Verse 12, and 10,000 that were alive did the children of Yehuda carry away captive and brought them to the top of the cliff and cast them down from the top of the cliff, that they all were burst open. In other words, he killed all the Edomites. We'll have to do that again one of these days. Verse 13, but the young men of the army which Amatsyahu sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, raided the cities of Yehuda from Shemeron, that's Samaria, even unto Beth Koron, and smote 3,000 of them, and plundered much plunder. Oh boy. Verse 14, now it came to be, after Amatsyahu had come from the slaughter of the Edomim, that's Edomites, that he brought the Elohim of the children of Seir, that's the gods, and set them up to be his Elohim. Oh! And prostrated himself before them and made smoke. Verse unto them, burned incense. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Verse 15. Wherefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Amatyahu, and he sent unto him a prophet, which said unto him, why have you sought after the Elohim of these people, which could not deliver their own people from your hand? In other words, why did you bring the defeated gods to you? What's the matter with you, boy? Verse 16, and it came to pass, as he talked with them, that the king said unto him, are you of the king's counsel? Forbear! Why should you be smitten? In other words, shut up. I didn't ask you. Then the prophet forbore and said, I know that Elohim has advised to destroy you because you have done this and have not listened unto my counsel. Okay, that's the man of God. Verse 17. Then Amatyahu, king of Yehuda, took advice, 3289, and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us see one another in the face. In other words, we're going to meet face to face. Verse 18, and you can reference 2 Kings 14, verse 9. And Joash, king of Israel, that's the northern tribes, sent to Amatyahu, king of Yehuda, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a living creature of the field that was in Lebanon, and trod down the thistle. That's 2 Kings 14, verse 9. Verse 19, you say, lo, you have smitten Edom, and your heart lifts you up to honor. Abide now at home. Why should you meddle to your hurt, that you should fall, you and Yehuda with you? In other words, he had called him out to battle. Let's meet face to face. In other words, let's fight. See one another in the face. That's an invitation to battle. Verse 20, but Amatyahu would not hear it, because it was of Elohim, that he might give them into the hand of their enemies. That of their enemies is in italics, it's not actually in there. Because they sought after the Elohim of Edom. Verse 21, so Joash, king of Israel, went up, and they saw one another in the face, he and Amatyahu, king of Yehuda, at Beth Shemesh, that's the house of the sun, which is in Yehuda. Verse 22, and Yehuda was smitten before Israel, and they fled every man to his tent. Verse 23. Okay, you can reference 2 Kings 14, verse 13. And Joash, the king of Israel, captured Amatyahu, king of Yehuda, the son of Joash, another Joash, different Joash, the son of Jehoahaz at Beth Shemet, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. That's 600 feet of wall. He captured Jerusalem, in other words. Verse 24, you can reference 2 Kings 14, verse 14. And he took all the gold and the silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of Elohim with Obed-Edom and the treasures of the king's house, the child hostages, also, and returned to Shamaron, that's Samaria. Verse 25, and Amatsyahu, the son of Joash, king of Yehuda, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. See, there's two different Joashes. They're two different men. A lot of guys have the same name. My name's Steve. There's a lot of people named Steve. Okay? You have to read this carefully to get it. Verse 16. Now the rest of the acts of Amatsyah, first and last, behold, they are they not written in the book of the kings of Yehuda and Israel? That's the book of Kings. Okay. Verse 27. Now, after the time that Amatsyah did turn away from following Yahweh, they plotted a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there. Verse 28, and they brought him upon horses and buried him with his forefathers in the city of Yehuda. So that it ended Amatsyahu. Now, we're going to start in verse 26 on Friday, probably through 28. But this is a fast-paced book. This has lots and lots and lots of quick action in it. And I really don't want to go too fast, because you'll miss stuff. I'm taking it fairly slowly. We see a lot of analogy with the turning away of Israel over and over and over and over, and they repent for a while, and then there's a good king, and then they turn away again. And eventually this led up until the final dispersion and the destruction of the temple. And just, you know, and here we are today. There's a remnant of us that are faithful out here in the United States, Canada, Europe, South Africa, that we're still in dispersion, but we're all over. The unifying factor among us is Yahshua Messiah. We all believe in the second coming with the wrath. He's gonna hammer the bad guys. They're dooming themselves by their actions. They keep trying to kill us. They keep trying to shut the websites down. They keep doing evil. the race mixing going. I mean, they're doing everything wrong, and they're getting away with it right now, and it's sort of disheartening, but if you read the book, the scriptures, okay, the word, Yahweh's given them enough rope to hang themselves right now. They're doing all this stuff. They're getting away with it, and they think they're on top. Whoo, boy, are they ever wrong. I mean, he's just not going to tolerate it much longer. You see, things are starting to fall apart, okay? There are people standing up all over the world. They're starting to say, no. No, we won't do this. We're not your slaves. We're not going to do this. You passed these laws and we're not going to obey them. What are you going to do now? Bring your soldiers in the street. Well, they've tried some of that, and there's a big resistance, and they arrest a bunch of people. But it hasn't stopped the movement of the Israelites that are standing up. We've got an immigration problem here, but much more so in the smaller countries in Europe. People are sick of this massive mixed race invasion into their country. They don't want this multi-culti immigration anymore. They want their nations to return to their nations. Israel needs to be with Israel. We have to come out from among them and be separate. Well, we need to get them out from among us and be separate. They're going to wind up sending a lot of people home. And if they resist, there's going to be a big fight, and they're going to have the citizenry against the government. I can see it coming, can't you? People are sick and tired of this stuff. They really are. They've had it all they can take. It's going to take one little spark, and it's going to explode. And I'm trying to exhort to righteousness out here and get people to follow. It's going to be a little slower over here because we have a much bigger landmass. And so many cities. And there are places in our cities here that we, as white people, cannot go. We can't go. There's no go zones here in America. And the crime and the violence is expanding daily. Now, everybody laments it. The mainstream media tries to downplay it. But from what's on the internet and what I've heard from other people, sometimes face to face, sometimes by telephone, sometimes by Skype or whatever, the anger is building. And you get the wrath of the awakened Saxon, you're gonna have problems. So, I mean, they'll attack and imprison one guy every once in a while. We've got all these false flags. We got people that are white that are not of our kind. They're on drugs or whatever. They're set up that do shootings, mass killings. And if they pump enough dope into you and give you suggestions, and you're the right kind of person psychologically, you're going to go off the deep end and you're going to go murder a whole bunch of people. And then they look, see. And they make a big deal out of that. Well, I'm coming down toward the end of the hour. You can get all my shows wake up call and word for word on my website at https://www.pastor-steve.com. It's a user-friendly website, but there is no interaction. So it eliminates trolls, etc., 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 etc. We just don't have that kind of problem. I can't deal with it. I can't be there every day to monitor it. You can download stuff and listen to stuff at your leisure. But there's no place for comments or any of that. So that's how the website's designed. It's for your listening pleasure. About the 30-second mark, I'm going to play the bumper music here. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today. I will be here tomorrow with a wake-up call, and then back on Friday with more of Second Chronicles. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and praise Yahweh and Yahshua.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.